Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, friends, and welcome to Sleep Tight Stories. Peony is a rabbit who is different from every other rabbit in the forest. This makes having friends difficult. She loves to play hide and seek and chase butterflies just outside of her home. One day, as she is heading to the stream, she sees something in the bushes and decides to check it out. Peony the Pink Rabbit. In the heart of a lush green forest, spring had arrived, bringing warmth and joy to all who lived there. The sun peeked through the tall, sleepy trees, making beautiful patterns on the soft, mossy ground. Birds were waking up and singing songs from the branches above, while squirrels scampered about below, their little paws rustling the fallen leaves as they searched for treats hidden under the awakening earth. Rabbits hopped through the underbrush, their noses twitching as they sniffed the air, searching for tender shoots and buds to nibble on. Red-colored foxes emerged from their dens, their coats rich and fiery against the green backdrop. At dusk, you can hear coyotes howling softly through the trees. Other animals in the forest came out to take great big breaths, enjoying the fresh and clean air, filled with the scent of fresh earth and flowers starting to grow. Bees buzzed around impatiently, waiting for colorful flower petals to open wide. The nearby stream, freed from the ice of winter, started to gently flow, adding a soft murmur to the sound of the forest. Of all the wondrous sights, sounds, and smells of the forest, perhaps the most special was a small rabbit named Peony. Peony lived in a cozy burrow at the edge of a sun-filled clearing in the middle of the forest. Her home was hidden beneath a thick canopy of ferns, with a front door that, in summer, was framed by beautiful wildflowers of all imaginable colors. The entrance was just wide enough for Peony and her family, ensuring that they could hop in and out easily, but hidden enough to keep them safe from prying eyes. Just outside her home, Peony would spend countless hours playing hide-and-seek among the flowers, chasing butterflies, and nibbling on the freshest greens the season had to offer. With its clear, cool water, the nearby stream was a favorite spot for Peony to quench her thirst, and sometimes, if she was very still, to watch the fish darting around in the water. The clearing was a meeting place for many of the forest animals, and Peony had many friends with whom she shared her adventures. But Peony's parents would no longer let her stay out for very long because they were worried about her. You see, Peony wasn't like all the other rabbits. She was pink. No one knew exactly why, but Peony turned pink one day when she was playing with her friends near the tall old fir tree at the edge of the clearing. Some said she must have eaten too many flower petals, while others thought maybe it was just a phase and that she would change back to being like everyone else. She never did. Peony didn't mind. She liked the color pink, and it was fun to be different from everyone else. There was one problem. Being pink meant that she could be seen easier than all the other rabbits. And that meant when the foxes or coyotes came through the clearing, which they often did, Peony would be the first one they saw. That scared Peony's friends because what if a fox chased them when they were playing with Peony? Since then, Peony has seen her friends less and less and would often have to go on short adventures alone. It was a warm, sunny day, and Peony was excited to run through the clearing to her favorite spot near the stream. She loved exploring there, and even if she had to play by herself, she always found something fun to do. As she hopped closer to the stream, nibbling on sweet green grass as she went, Peony saw something she hadn't seen before. A big gray patch of fur was in her favorite playing place, just by the water, and inside a thicket, she used to hide from foxes who might want to chase her. Curious about what it might be, she hopped closer until she saw what it was. It was a young coyote, stuck in the branches. It looked a bit scared and surprised to see Peony. Even though Peony had heard stories about coyotes and was always told that coyotes and rabbits just don't get along, she knew she wanted to help. She was a little bit scared, but she took a big breath and hopped a little closer, very softly, so the coyote would know she was friendly. The coyote looked at her, and once Peony started talking, its scared look started to go away. "Hello," Peony said softly. "I'm Peony. I see you're stuck. I'm going to help you get free, okay?" The coyote blinked, then nodded as if it understood. Peony started working on the branches, gently pulling and pushing them, chewing on some parts and gnawing on others. "These branches are really holding on tight," she said, concentrating on her task. "Yeah, they are," the coyote said in a small voice. "I was just trying to get through and then, all of a sudden, I was stuck. It's kind of embarrassing." "You don't need to be embarrassed. We all need help from time to time. And don't worry, I'll try my very best," Peony reassured as she tugged harder on a stubborn branch. "I'll get you out." The branch came loose with a final big pull, and the coyote was free. It shook its fur and stepped back, looking at Peony with big, thankful gray eyes. "Thank you, Peony," the coyote said, its voice full of happiness. "I'm Calla. I was really scared I'd be stuck forever." Peony beamed with pride. "You're welcome, Calla. I'm just happy I could help. I like to help as much as I can." Calla smiled back. "I was actually a bit scared when I first saw you. I have never seen a pink animal in the forest before." "Yeah, I'm pretty unique and special. I might be the only pink rabbit in the whole wide world. But you don't need to be scared of me. I'm just like other rabbits, except I am pink," Peony said with her usual cheer. "Well, thank you again, but I've got to go back to my family now. They're probably wondering where I am, and I don't want them to be worried about me. But I hope I see you again, Peony," Calla said as he started to walk away. "I hope so too, Calla. Be careful not to get stuck again," Peony giggled. "I will. Bye, Peony," Calla said before disappearing into the woods. Spring turned into summer, and Peony would still go out and play as much as she could. She was a bit lonely, always playing alone, but complaining wasn't in her nature. She was just happy to be able to see the sun, feel the soft grass under her feet, smell the beautiful wildflowers, and taste the wonderful treats that the forest provided. Hione especially liked the sweet clover and thought it was the best treat in the forest. One sunny afternoon, Peony decided to hop to a part of the clearing she hadn't explored before. The grass in this part of the clearing seemed greener. Many new wildflowers were just coming into bloom, and there was a big pink and white patch of fresh clover growing there. It looked like a beautiful place. As she hopped around, exploring all the flowers, munching on clover, chasing some butterflies, and watching some busy bees, she suddenly saw a flash of red in the corner of her eye. That could mean only one thing. It was a fox, and he didn't look very friendly. Peony did what rabbits usually do when they see a fox. She hopped away. Peony hopped as fast as she possibly could to hide, but because she was pink, the fox saw her easily, no matter where she went, and started dashing quickly toward her. "Oh no, the fox still sees me because I am pink," Peony said to herself. "I may not be the fastest hopper, but I have no choice. I have to try and hop far away." Peony's heart pounded as she darted through the grass, trying desperately to hop away from the fox. Peony was very scared, hopping as fast as she could, but the fox was getting closer and closer and closer. Just as the fox was about to catch her, gray fur appeared out of nowhere. It was a young coyote, her friend Calla. With a fierce bark, Calla stood between Peony and the fox. The fox, taken aback by the unexpected protector, stopped in its tracks. There was a moment of tense silence. All the animals in the forest held their breath. Then, with a dismissive flick of his tail, the fox turned and disappeared into the trees. Calla turned to Peony. "Are you okay, Peony?" he asked, concern in his voice. Peony, still catching her breath, nodded. "Yes, thank you for the help. That is the first time I have ever been chased by a fox. They certainly can run fast." "Well, that's what friends are for," Calla said. "I don't think that fox will bother you ever again. But maybe I could come to visit you more often if that's all right with you." "That would be perfect, Calla. I can show you all the wonderful places that I like to visit here and around the clearing. If you like clover, I can show you where the sweetest tasting clover is. We could play if you like, and maybe we could watch the fish swim in the stream," Peony said, with as big a smile as a small rabbit can make. "That sounds like lots of fun," Calla said. For the rest of the summer, Calla would often come to play with Peony in the clearing. And because Calla was there, no fox ever chased Peony again. Their friendship was so special that even other rabbits and coyotes in the forest started to become friends just like them. They all learned that being different doesn't mean you can't be friends. They had lots of fun exploring the forest, sharing snacks, and playing games. When it was cold and snowy, they shared stories and stayed warm together. And when spring came back, bringing new flowers and sunny, warm days, the forest was again full of friends of all kinds playing in the clearing. As the years passed, Peony stayed pink and happy that she had a coyote as her best friend. And that is the end of our story. Good night. Sleep tight.